Welcome to the Teach and Tell podcast. I'm your host, Mike Raymer, Executive Director of the Georgia Council on Economic Education, an organization whose mission is to help teachers teach economics and personal finance. Come along as we spend time with some great teachers to learn more about what it's really like in the classroom. Today's guest is Chris Cannon. Chris, tell us a little more about yourself and your teaching career.
Hey, thanks, Mike. Yeah, I'm happy to be here. I got started teaching sort of by accident in a way. I had planned on being a lawyer. I had planned on going into some field like that or journalism. Took a class on American government, loved the teacher, loved the professor, and was curious why my previous experience had not been like that. I was like, why weren't my high school teachers like this guy? And got interested. And so around 2002, graduated from Georgia State with a degree in social studies education and never looked back.
Okay. And how many years did you teach, Chris?
From 2002 to 2006 at Morrow High School in Clayton County, Georgia. And then took a couple of years to go to the Department of Education. And then again, from 2008 to 2015 in Fayette County. So a total of 15 years, but I've been in the field of education since 2002. So this will be my 21st year.
All right. And how about now? What are you doing now?
Working for the Georgia Council on Economic Education, Mike, as the associate director and program officer and helping teachers teach economics and personal finance.
All right. Fantastic. So the first question I have for you is this: what's the most rewarding part of being a teacher?
For me, without a doubt, it is seeing students years later and having them come back and tell you what kind of impact you had on them. I had a group of students, had a group of six students over at the house recently, and they're all in their 20s and late 20s now. And it was great to be able to sit around and talk to them, as adults, as peers, but they still had a lot of appreciation for the things that we did in class. And a lot of things you think aren't all that, meaningful or whatever, when you're doing them, it turns out it was quite meaningful to them. And sometimes it's a little project, or sometimes it's something like the stock market game that they really took to heart. So it's that lifelong impact and knowing that even if you never see the students again, that you've had some mark on their life.
All right. So you and I have both been in education for a long time, and we know there are challenges associated with education. What do you think is the greatest challenge of being a teacher, and what change would you make to the profession if you could?
Right now, I feel like the biggest challenge, I don't know for everybody, but for me, it would be this. I talk to a lot of teachers and hear a lot from both of our wives are teachers, obviously. They want everybody to be the same. Everybody's got to give the same test. Everybody's got to give the same assessment. Everybody's got to be in the same pace. And I think that does, I think it does more harm for the profession than good. I understand the rationale that you want all students to get roughly the same education, but I really, really feel like it stifles creativity. And one of the things that makes teachers great is they're super flexible and creative and can come up with a lot of really good ideas if they're given the freedom to do that. So if I could go in and just make one sort of broad sweeping change, it would be to have a little more freedom, and maybe we have a little less accountability. I know that sounds weird, but that's, I think, would lead to a lot more engaging experiences for students. And they won't all be the same one class to the next, but I'm okay with that. That's fine.
Okay. What's your single favorite teaching memory?
All right. So my favorite teaching story actually has nothing to do with economics. It was a law class. And one day I went to my box. In my law class, students used to want to tell stories. And I would always tell them, like, oh, hold on, before you tell the story, is it something that's appropriate? Or if it's not, say my friend has done this thing or whatever. Anyway, so I go to my box one day, my mailbox, and I've got a message to call this judge. It's in Clayton County. And I'm like, I don't know why I need to call this judge. But finally get him on the phone. And he said, yeah, I had one of your students in front of me, accused of a crime, in front of me Saturday night. And I wanted to let you know that this young man invoked your name. I was like, oh, no. Like, what happened? He said, well, the student asked to be released on his own personal recognizance. And I've never had that from a high school student before. And the judge said to the person, he said, how do you know that word? How do you know that phrase? And the kid said, your class. He said, I got a Mr. Cannon's law class. And the judge said, I just wanted to let you know, you're doing a great job of it.
That's
And
awesome.
yeah, so and I think he did release him actually on that.
He
So
almost had to at that point, right?
I mean, yeah, sure. So that's one of my favorite stories. I mean, there's a bunch, but so that was the one I was like, okay,
You're getting through.
I'm getting through a
That's
little bit.
awesome. All right, Chris, so let's imagine it's the last period of the last day of your teaching career. What lesson would you like to end your career teaching before the bell rings for the final time?
Man, this was the hardest question for me. I struggled with this one a lot, but I ended up on some kind of benefits of trade lesson. So it either the everybody gets a different bag of candy, or you get the little card, or John Swinton's famous chocolate chip cookie lesson that I've done hundreds of times now around the state of Georgia. I think having students, I mean, that's one of those lessons where you really live it. You go through that lesson, you come out saying like, "Wow, I totally see why trade is beneficial and why I should specialize and why I shouldn't do everything myself and stuff like that." So to me, that's just the biggest home run of a lesson. It's the most fun and it has a really big impact. So that's what I'm saving for the end.
All right, and in a perfect world, the bell will ring just as you finish debriefing that lesson, and all the kids go out thinking about it and
That's right.
remembering great things about trade. If you would, tell us a helpful strat tell us about a helpful teaching strategy, resource, or app that you think right now every teacher should know about.
I honestly think way more teachers need to embrace AI. ChatGPT is a great starting point. Just the things it can do for you in such a short period of time is amazing, from coming up with lesson plans to coming up with alternative ideas. So if you're struggling with a debate, for example, or something like that, you can just put in and tell it to take the other side, and it'll give you these wonderful opinions and expressions of ideas that you wouldn't be able to get otherwise. So I think not enough teachers are using that yet. And then I'll do a quick aside here, a quick plug. I also think every econ teacher should know about econexpress.org,
There
because
you go.
it's a good collection of content that's easy to use, and it's got a lot of cool activities that students enjoy.
All right. Some great advice there. So, final question, Chris. Which actor is going to play you when Hollywood finally gets around to making a movie about your legendary teaching career?
Yeah, I would like to see John Hamm. I'd like to see
Okay.
John Hamm give Chris Cannon a go. But if he wasn't available, I'd also take Jimmy Fallon as like an exaggerated version of Chris Cannon. So those two.
All right. Chris, thank you for joining us on the Teach and Tell podcast, and thank you for being an outstanding teacher for all these years. I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Teach and Tell podcast. Help us spread the word and promote great teachers by giving us a 5-star rating wherever you listen to podcasts. Until next time, I'm Mike Raymer, and I'm here to remind you that econ is life.